when you've done all that you can.
Stand on his word.
When you've stood all you can stand, do what you've learned. Remember, all you've read is true.
It's true.
God said he'll always,
always
bring you through. In spite of everything you've heard, stand on his word. I know for sure that life can let you down. And those voices in your head will start to pound. Well, there's pain and woe about you, testing everything you've heard. When you've done all you can to stand,
stand on his word.
Woo! Hallelujah! When you've done all that you can, my God, stand on his word. It works, it works. When you've done all that you can say, Satan came to Job.
He's going to come to you.
He's going to come to you.
What's he going to do, Brother Romans? Accusing God.
Accusing God.
Denying
faith. It's true.
Woo! Oh, I like this part.
But in my darkest trial,
God understands.
God understands.
Trust
him.
Standing on the Bible is the most wonderful place in all the world to find yourself and to remain. Stand on the Word. Stand on the Bible. Stand on the truth, the promise, the great things the Bible has said to you, and do them with all of your heart, and you will not fail. I promise you, you will not fail. God will make a way. God will bring you through every time. You can depend on Him. He's faithful, and I love it. I truly love it. I truly love it. And I'm preaching today on how big is God. I don't know a subject that I could bring to you that's more exciting than this. How big is God? Do you know how big God is? Do you understand the greatness of God Almighty and His glory? And how God wants to reveal Himself to you in a way that you will never forget. God is faithful. God is faithful. Now, I'm really believing that this sermon will get a hold of you and change your life. It's my yearning and my desire that the Word of God will change your life. I don't trust in anything else. I don't believe there's anything else you can trust in, but you can sure depend on God. Now, let's go to prayer. Father, by the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, I bring to you, Father, these needs throughout my wonderful audience. I want you to touch their lives. I want them to know your authority and your power. I want them to know your great anointing and what you can do and will do in their life. And God, I'm believing for a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost of God. I'm believing for a sovereign move that doesn't just move our church here in Charlotte and those who listen to us on the internet or radio or those who get cassettes and DVDs, etc. But I'm believing you, God, to break forth in a sovereign move that ministers and godly people every direction will begin to seek your face and cry out to you and have a sovereign outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm believing. That's what I'm expecting. That's what I'm claiming, and I doubt it not. I really believe, God, that you're faithful and that you're going to do what your children are crying out, sovereignly crying out, hungry, God, for your sovereign visitation. Make yourself known, God. Make yourself mightily known. The powerful, the wonderful name of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, friend, it's a joy to bring you the sermon right from our sanctuary. I hope you enjoyed the song. I like good anointed singing. People that sing with all their heart, pour themselves into their song. It changes your life. Stand on the Word, okay? Let's go to the sanctuary and let's hear just how big God is. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's listen to the book.
Let me read to you a few verses beginning with the first chapter of Genesis, verse 14. The first chapter of Genesis, verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament, or lights, he said, in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Would you notice, please, with me, that he said, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Everything God created in this vast universe, and it is indeed vast, billions and billions of light years. Light years, and oh, I won't try to tell you how far that is, but it's beyond comprehension. And he said, all of it is to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, which would include the planets. Father, help me to preach a few words this morning, as the Holy Ghost might direct. God, you are certainly and surely trying to move and break through in all of our lives that we might see the glory of God in this place. Not for us or for this building, but to send forth a light in this city that will bring a Holy Ghost revival to Charlotte and beyond. And Father, I'm believing you for that. I feel so little. I feel so minuscule. I feel so unworthy. But God, I'm believing. I don't know everything. In fact, I know so little. I'm thankful that Paul said, I'm with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And I say that of myself this morning. Have your way, Jehovah. And show us thy glory. Show us thy glory, God. Show us thy glory, God. Show us thy majesty, God, thy Shekinah. And break forth in our midst that we may learn how great our God is. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. How great is God? And a second statement, does God still perform miracles? I plan to preach that last phrase tonight. Does God still perform miracles? I want to give you absolute proof tonight. I want to have every person of this family come to perfect assurance that God is as willing to perform miracles today as God has ever been. The history of all his dealings with mankind. That he's a miracle-working God. That he's a supernatural God. And that he delights to reveal himself until men look at him and know how real he is and trust him and believe him. Hallelujah. But first, how great is God? I want to spend a little time here and try to give you an understanding of the excellent glory of God. The excellent majesty of God. The excellent revelation of God that's in this Bible. And how beautiful it is when we come to really understand God. We live in a generation that takes God for granted. To some, he's a Santa Claus. To some, he's a sugar daddy. To some, he's just a figment of their imagination. To some, the idea of God is abhorrent. They cannot even stand the thoughts of someone who actually believes there is a supreme being. That there's a sovereign God. We got a world full of people that worship Gaia. Gaia to them is the goddess, the earth. They worship his creation rather than the creator. There are many who worship different planets. There are those who take great trees and carve images and worship them. There are those who worship different animals and different beings and even human beings. There is a multiplicity of gods in our world. But every one of them is nothing but the figment of somebody's imagination. And these gods, the more you learn about them, the more cruel you understand. The more evil you see in them and of them, they're not worthy of man's attention. They certainly are not worthy of man's worship. Our great God is worthy of our worship. He is so great that he represents himself in three distinct persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not one of them does anything separate and apart from the other. They work in perfect unity. They perform the great things of heaven in perfect togetherness. While God is the Creator, the Bible also says Jesus is the Creator. The Bible is very clear that our God is sovereign, he's supreme, he's merciful, he's holy. The things that you can say about God are almost innumerable. The Bible is full of words that describe him. The Bible is full of words that describe Jesus. The Bible is full of words that describe the Holy Ghost. Our God is so supreme and so sovereign and so great. But nothing is so overwhelming about God as his creative greatness. His creative greatness. God is great in creation. God is great in creation. I was thrilled Wednesday night when Brother Ken was talking a minute about the vastness of this universe. And literally the billions of light years in distance. You know, a light year is light traveling at the speed of 186,000 miles a second. A second. And yet, it is millions of light years. I was listening to the news about 2 minutes, maybe five, on Friday, and I heard them announce that they had sent a spacecraft headed for Jupiter. Headed for Jupiter. I say it right? I was saying juniper the other day. That's the name of a tree. I'm sorry. But Jupiter. And this spacecraft left Cape Canaveral on Friday. The last I heard, it was traveling at the speed of 225,000 miles a minute, or hour, an hour. It will take 5 years to reach the planet Jupiter. 5 years. Traveling 225,000 miles an hour. It will take 5 years to get there. Now, what is amazing? That the Creator is such a marvelous engineer He has laid out the planet of this earth in such a distinct and believable design that they could know where that planet would be 5 years from now and aim that spacecraft at that planet. 5 years from now. 5 years from now. If they are off by a minuscule moment on this end as it left the earth, it has no possibility of connecting with that planet out there 5 years from now. In fact, it boggles my mind to think that they may be right in their aim. And that spacecraft might actually connect and land or maybe encircle the planet of Jupiter. What are you talking about, Brother Chambers? I'm talking about God created all of that to start with. I'm here to tell you that God hung Jupiter in his place in the orbit. God put those great bodies out there. He put them in a design that is so unique and so infinite and so beautiful that it's overwhelming. And my Father created all of that. If that doesn't make you understand, oh God, I don't know whether God can heal a sick body or not. What are you talking about? Whether God can heal a sick body or not. If God could create Jupiter and hang it out there that far away and set it on such a precise course that these scientists here in America could aim a spacecraft at it, what do you think our God lacks in anything? Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. How many know that your God is a great God? Would you raise your hand? How great is God? How great is God? He is great in His creative ingenuousness. He is great in the beauty of it all. Do you know how much over 6 billion people on this earth, how much carbon dioxide that flows out of their body every day? 6 billion plus carbon dioxide flowing out of every one of us. It would fill this universe and all of us would die if God had not planned a solution. And He made the tree that's right in your yard and in this yard capable of inhaling your carbon dioxide and putting off oxygen so that the trees and the living substances are the exact opposite of human beings. God planned it all so perfectly. Hallelujah. Oh, I have studied many times all the different functions of the body, all the different things about each one of us as living creatures, and it's always overwhelming, and I'm not going to get into that this morning, but I want to tell you that the creativity of our Father is so magnificent and so precise and so exact, hallelujah, that everything about this universe has a rotation and a continuation and a substance, and it all exists by Him. Oh, hallelujah. If God would turn His head, darkness would grip this earth, and it would be overwhelming, its effect upon us. Remember when Jesus was being crucified at 12 o'clock, midday? He'd been on that cross 3 hours. And at 12 o'clock midday, the sun went out. Why did the sun go out? The Bible indicates that God turned His head. Because the Father cannot look upon sin. And Jesus hung there as my and your sin for 3 hours. Actually 6 hours, but at least 3 hours. And the Son of God took my guilt and took your guilt, and He was guilty in my stead. He was dying for you young men sitting back there. He was dying for every one of you in this building. He was dying for that multitude out there that know nothing about Him. He was dying for every living soul on this planet from pole to pole and south to south. You know, friend, we just don't understand how great He is. He was taking our sins. And the Father turned His head. And blackness and darkness settle over that city of Jerusalem. Maybe even the whole continent, the whole earth. I don't know. Nobody said. I guess nobody knows. But I can tell you one thing. When God turns His head, the light goes out. Because He's the light of the world. My Bible says God is the light of the world. It then says Jesus came as the light of the world. But now we've got something unique happening in us as Holy Ghost-filled believers. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Because all light comes from God. All light comes through God, from God, through Christ, from Christ, and now through us to our world. God help us to be what He wants us to be for His glory and honor. How great God is in creation. I love the verses. The book of St. John, chapter 1. They've got to be some of the greatest verses in the Bible. Let's read five of them if you would turn with me. St. John, chapter 5, verse 1. Boys, we'll give you all a Bible before you leave this morning, okay? We'll give you both a Bible so you can bring it back with you when you come back to church. All right, St. John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Capital, Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You can take those five verses of Scripture, and you can see the creative power of Jehovah God acting through Jehovah the Son. You can see the life that flows out of that creative power. You can see the light that flows out of that creative power. You can see the majesty of everything we know is life. Everything we know is redemption. Everything we know is God's divine ability and God's divine power. And the Bible said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. This is a light so brilliant and so bright that darkness cannot touch it. That darkness cannot master it. That darkness cannot overcome it. Hallelujah. When we get to that glorious time in God's redemptive plan, and we see sin all eradicated, and the devil in the lake of fire, and all darkness gone, and all evil gone, and the light of heaven takes over this universe, and all the wickedness has been eliminated. I'm here to tell you something, folks. You've never seen such life as we got in front of us. Well, hallelujah! We got life in front of us that's beyond understanding. And it all comes from the creative power of our God. Oh, would you just raise your hand and give Him a little honor and just make Him big a minute? Would you raise your hand and you try to make God big in your own little mind? Would you do that? Make God big! Worship Him like He's as big as you know He is! That's the beauty of a great revival, is men begin to see God as He really is. There will be no revival until men see God as He is. That's what revival is. Revival is when suddenly, by the work of the Holy Ghost, there's an awakening in the conscience of men, in the thoughts of men, in the attitudes of men, in the dispositions, in their whole person. There's a transformation. There's a change that takes place. And they literally begin to see God like God is. They begin to expect Him, reverence Him, worship Him, love Him, obey Him, in an understanding that God is sovereign and supreme. And if you're not worshiping God, you're playing games with your flesh. Because God made you to be a worshiper. Nothing God created you for like He created you to be a worshiper. He made you with this yearning to worship Him. Hallelujah. You said, I've never enjoyed worshiping God. That's because you've never learned to enjoy worshiping God. He's not going to make a robot out of you. He's not going to make you worship Him against your wishes and against your yearning. But when you begin to think of Him in His greatness, and you understand His sovereign power, and you see Him in the majesticness of His person, oh, what a God! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody, do your best all over this building to raise your hand to Him and worship Him as He is big and sovereign and mighty and powerful. Will you do your best? Will you do your best to say, God, I know that You are bigger than my mind can comprehend. God, I know You are far beyond all of my abilities to understand. But God, with everything inside of me, I want to begin to worship You and make You big in my mind and in my life so You can be what You are to me. Come on, sure. Hallelujah. I feel His Holy Ghost. Make God big. Make God big! Oh, Shekelimo, I bind that spirit that would hinder anybody from making God big. I bind that old spirit that comes to church just like we do, to hinder the work of the Holy Ghost. Devil, you are an enemy and a liar. Alright, the light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not, but you gotta read verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, can you help me? We're talking about creative power. We're talking about Jesus, the Word, being the Creator. So we're going to move from Genesis 1 to St. John 1. And we're going to see the great Creator who spoke those planets like Jupiter into being. The Bible said He calls things that are not as though they were. Listen to that, Alan. He calls things that are not as though they were. Now, let's put that in action. Here's God, the Father, and God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. They said they were going to create this universe. And so as God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost are acting together, they speak. And they say, Jupiter. And they spoke into being a planet that was not. And out of nothing, suddenly, Jupiter is sailing through the universe. Am I communicating to anybody? Not for somebody. My Father is telling me that when we begin to understand Him as He is, when we begin to see Him in His majesty and in His sovereignty and in His holiness, if I get there, and we begin to see Him in all the beauty of His person and understand that He spoke things into existence. He spoke things into existence. To come at me. Oh, if you will hear me, says God, if you will let the concept of who I am and the greatness of my person and my love and all the expressions of my authority become real in your life, you will see my glory and you will see the right arm of my righteousness. And you will see the going forth of my divine authority and power. And redemption will be in the midst of my going forth, saith God. And I will use you if you will but believe me and trust me, saith God. If you can believe Him and trust Him, raise your right hand and stand right up on your feet before Him and give Him honor. Here I am, God. I give You honor. I give You all I am. Would you stand if you can say that? God, I give You honor. I reverence You as You are indeed the great sovereign God. Oh, what do I do with myself? Hallelujah. He's the great holy God. He's the great holy God. Oh, say me worship of glory. Hallelujah. Just worship Him and praise Him. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah. 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 Fill Him with the Holy Ghost, Father. Fill Him with the Holy Ghost. Fill Him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, son of my Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand this creative God, this creator God is the master of everything. There's nothing He didn't create. It's all His. It belongs to Him. The devil's a usurper who came in, usurped the place of authority, but he's a liar and a thief, and it will soon be taken from him. He's about to lose, and we're about to win, because our God is going to win. Oh, I feel His power. I feel His glory. I feel His majesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. I wish everybody in this building would shout as loud as you can your praise to Him. Hallelujah. 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 Great is God. Great is God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God. Fallen men have tried to make a God out of almost everything there is. I was reading just last night. Remain standing. I was reading just last night that every body in the host of the heavenly bodies is soon going to vanish and be gone. And God makes such a huge universe. Why is He going to bring it all to complete ruins? And I couldn't figure but one thing. The devil is the prince of the power of the air. And the devil has traversed through this universe of God. Took those planets and made somebody think they are God. And took that star and made somebody think that was a God. And took different things and tried to just absolutely seduce the whole race of humankind. And so God is just going to clean it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When He gets through, it'll be heaven and earth. And everything will be part of heaven and earth. And righteousness will cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And there won't be no place for Satan to play his games. That's all I can figure out, Brother Matt. Hallelujah. That may not be perfectly right, but it's the best I know how to say it. And I want to tell you something. When it's over, you'll know if you're part of His kingdom. If you belong to Him and you serve Him with all your heart, it'll be right and you'll understand it. Oh, gracious and marvelous. Play and sing. Church. Let me tell you something. God wants you to get in your head how big He is. How big He is.